Representative Jim Jordan, unlike CNN and some Democrats, Americans want to pull together to beat coronavirus. By Robert Krajicek on April 5, 2020. Americans want to pull together as a country to overcome the coronavirus outbreak despite the efforts of news media outlets such as CNN, said Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., offering his remarks on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. Polak invited contrast between bipartisan support for former President George W. Bush following the Islamic terrorist attacks of September 11, 2011, and partisan hostility towards President Donald Trump during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Have we lost that in this country, that people can't even support the president when we're fighting a war? Asked Polak. Jordan replied, I actually think we've seen that from the American people. I see that in our local community back here in Ohio. Jordan continued, I think we see that from the American people. But you're right, where we don't see it is from the mainstream press. We certainly don't see it from CNN. We don't see it coming from the liberal, elite media. But from the American people, I do sense that they're like, let's get through this. Let's exercise common sense. Let's do what needs to be done. Let's pull together as a country. Listen. Unity in the face of adversity is part of the American spirit, added Jordan, and has been such a part of our great country. He lamented, where you don't see it is from the mainstream press and, frankly, from some Democrats, who are more intent on going after the president than anything else, and that's unfortunate. Our country's a great country, said Jordan. Americans are tough people. We've been through difficult times in our past, we'll do it again. Jordan identified his favorite Bible verse as 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Jordan said, I love that verse because of the action words in it. Fight, finish, keep, and it's a verse that I think describes this country. And, historically has described this nation and the people who make it up. It's that attitude that I think we've had that make us the greatest country ever. And it's that attitude that'll get us through this. Polak asked about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, advancing an ostensible investigation of President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Jordan replied, during the middle of this fight, where we've got to deal with this virus, you've got both Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi wanting to establish new commissions and a select committee. To do what? Go after the president. But frankly, it shouldn't surprise us because these are the same people who tried to insert all kinds of political items into the bill that passed a week and a half ago. These are the same people who had the Trump-Russia investigation. These are the same people who went after the president on impeachment with Ukraine. Jordan continued, this is just who they are, unfortunately, and what we've witnessed from them for 3 years. I guess it shouldn't surprise us that nothing's changed, but it's just wrong. And I think the American people see it for what it is. To talk about it now is political, determined Jordan. A select committee right now in the midst of the crisis is all about going after the president. It's all about politics. It's all about the left's agenda. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.